Death toll in KwaZulu-Natal floods rises to 32.
The death toll from torrential rains that have ravaged KwaZulu-Natal since Monday night has risen to 32, authorities have confirmed. Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs spokesperson Senthom Thela said on Tuesday 23 deaths were recorded in Durban and 9 others outside the city, with the figure set to rise. In Chatsworth south of Durban, rescue workers recovered 9 bodies on Tuesday after a mudslide destroyed the home of a caretaker at West Cliff Secondary School. One person was injured and admitted to hospital. Speaking at the scene, Ithekwini Mayor Zondile Gamede warned communities to avoid building homes in areas prone to flooding. They must not build in areas they're not supposed to because the soil in these areas lies on floodbanks, and we are warning our communities of this because more floods are coming. Gamede said disaster management teams have been deployed to various sectors of the city to establish assembly points for displaced families. We have put up marquees, spoken to local priests, and have opened up our community halls so our community can go and settle there to get hot meals and be safe until everything has been cleared. We want all our public members to be safe. If you feel that where you were is not safe, a search for survivors was initiated. Tragically, during the search, a 7-month-old child and a 9-year-old child were found deceased. While paramedics were on scene, they received multiple calls for assistance from residents in the area pleading for help as the ground beneath their houses had been washed away and the houses were about to collapse. When rescue personnel arrived on scene, the houses had already collapsed. He said a total of 8 houses had been destroyed by the mudslides, killing 6 people.